Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
When I was a young lad, being called bird brain was an indication that one was lacking in mental capacity. Over the years, I've come to question this interpretation and might even consider it a compliment. I suggest that quantity of this gray matter might be outweighed by quality. Consider the hummingbird brain. Slightly larger than a BB, it is very capable of feats beyond imagining. Think unerring migration over hundreds of miles, efficient pollination while suspended in air, extraordinary flight capability, adjusting to extreme environmental challenges of cold, heat, predation, nourishment, exquisite nest design and construction, and so on. Regarding memory, nothing has been found to match the recallability of the Clark's Nutcracker, which can bury thousands of pine nuts in rugged mountain terrain, finding them with uncanny ability following months of absence. Of course, they hoard far more than they needed, allowing many to germinate into seedlings, an amazing keystone species responsible for planting millions of trees from Mexico to Canada, this squirrel bird of the Rockies. I've watched crows dropping nuts on roadways so they can be crushed open by passing vehicles, then flying down to eat the contents between oncoming traffic, and gulls dropping rocks on our pets to shoo them away from food dishes so they can have their turn at the table. An ice fisherman was puzzled by a thief who was stealing his fish by pulling the line out of the ice hole and removing the fish. The culprit was finally observed, a raven, who used its beak and feet to gradually pull up the line with fish attached, an easy catch. How about those mimics, parrots, corvids, starlings, gray catbirds, and the masterful mockingbird, who can expand their repertoire to nearly 100 imitations without a pause? And let us consider the remarkable peregrine falcon. How is it possible that this lovely bird can strike a fast-moving, highly maneuverable target as it drops from the heavens at a speed approaching 200 miles per hour? Eyes, muscles, and nerves connected in such a manner, allowing it to perform this behavior, is beyond comprehension. I'll conclude with perhaps my favorite bird attribute, their vocalizations. The more scientists learn, the richer their communications appear, possessing qualities once ascribed solely to human language. Recent research has revealed that birds use syntax, which is altering the sequence of notes for variable meanings. Call order matters to them, much like word order does to us. The sound of birds calling isn't just pretty, it's full of meaning. I dare you to call me bird brain. This is Jack Green, writing and reading for Wild About Utah.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, whose support of tourism, events, and recreation in Grand County promotes and protects the natural beauty for visitors from across the state of Utah. Information available online at discovermoab.com.